This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Finance Committee senators stepped up attacks on the White House's trade policy, and some said the lack thereof, especially in agriculture. Finance Chair Ron Wyden and top panel Republican Mike Crapo launched criticism at Biden Trade Chief Katherine Tai on a lack of trade enforcement.
Australia and New Zealand each negotiated free trade agreements with Thailand, and since then, demand for premium U.S. beef fell by 30% because our cattlemen face a 50% tariff while those two partners face none.
Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow echoed a similar call for free trade deals.
I know there are a number of agriculture stakeholders that sent you a letter earlier this week urging you to commit to an aggressive agriculture trade agenda. So important that we have those markets. We need those markets and we need the trade agreements.
In an exchange with Oklahoma's James Langford, Ambassador Tai said they're trying to score big wins without long negotiations.
So the short answer, to be responsive to you, is no, we're not doing the big comprehensive agreements that are really great for ag and terrible for our industries, but we are nevertheless securing wins, $21 billion over the last three years.
The challenge of that is when it's not an FTA, there's no certainty on it, and that executive agreements come and go with administrations.
Tai once called FTAs an outdated 20th century tool.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.